East Coast Breakfast with Darren, Kerry and Scott.
Time now for your coronavirus update. It was the first province in our country to report a COVID-19 case, and for a long time KwaZulu-Natal had the most number of deaths, but it has seen these negative numbers decline significantly over the last couple of weeks. Premier Sihle Zikalala says indications are that all districts in the province will move to level 3 of lockdown pretty soon, and the province is currently, as of today, sitting at 10% in terms of active cases and has moved down to 4th position countrywide. This is from our Premier, Sihle Zikalala.
And then this, I don't really think it's news, and I almost want to say it's obvious, but despite the ban of the sale of tobacco products in South Africa, a study by the University of Cape Town has revealed 90% of smokers are still buying cigarettes. Amazing. So 26% of smokers are buying cigarettes from street vendors, 30% from friends and family, 11% are finding cigarettes from WhatsApp groups, and essential workers, I put that in brackets, are providing their friends with 10% of the cigarettes. And of course, the black market for illegal, unregulated cigarettes have soared. And so obviously, and I say again, obviously, costing the government millions of rands in tax revenue.
I have something for all the adventurers and the adrenaline junkies. Japan's beloved Mount Fuji will be closed during this year's summer climbing season to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Shizuoka Prefecture, home to the country's tallest mountain, announced they were closing three of the four major routes to the mountain's peak. The routes usually open in the summer, but this year they will keep them closed from July the 10th to September the 10th, the only climbing season for the mountain. It will be the first time the trail of the 3,776-meter volcanic mountain are closed since at least 1960, when the prefecture began managing the routes. Hmm. That was said by whoever runs that Fuji climbing and all that stuff.
Let's have a look at your worldometer numbers globally. As we stand right now, I'm sure by the end of this week we'll have reached the 5 million mark. I can't believe it. 1 week before, we were like, are we ever going to hit 1 million? And then quite quickly we went to 2 and now 3 and now 4 and now almost 5 million coronavirus cases worldwide. Unfortunately, over 315,000 deaths as a result. Recovery rate 1.8 million. Here in South Africa, the numbers were released at about 8 o'clock last night. 15,515 cases, only 264 deaths. And our recovery rate is very good, with 7,006 recovered. Those death numbers, by the way, severely skewed by all of the numbers that are in the Western Cape. So we're in a good place. We flattened the curve. We did the things that needed to be done. Bring on level 3. You're listening to your coronavirus update here on East Coast Breakfast, East Coast Radio, KZN's number one COVID-19 companion.
East Coast Radio.